Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning.
I mean,
the quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer Quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning.
How are you, Marty? You good?
I'm awfully good. Are you dieting at the moment? You're looking awfully well.
Do you need to go to Specsavers, Marty?
Thank you. I've been to Specsavers.
I know, yeah.
Very successfully, too.
I know.
I must say, you're looking awfully well.
Thank you. You're very kind.
The summer agrees with you. But anyway, listen, what have you got for me this morning, my friend?
May I ask you a question? Do you like eggs?
I beg your pardon?
Do you like eggs?
I didn't know where that was going.
Do you like eggs?
I do. I love eggs.
Good.
Do you say go to work on an egg?
Well, do you know, they're one of my favourite ingredients, and I'm always asked that question. What's the one ingredient you can't live without? Eggs.
Eggs.
So I have two variations of egg for breakfast, for brunch, for lunch.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the first one, which is sweet potato cake with crispy bacon, smashed avocados, and that sounds really fancy.
Smashed avocado.
And a poached egg. And then we have this one. It's Middle Eastern baked eggs, shakshuka.
Shakshuka.
Yeah, that's it. You say it much better.
Shakshuka.
That's a bit of a
mouthful. My Middle Eastern background.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, you see your travels, the
men with
the Eurovision.
Men with moustaches can do this.
Shakshuka.
So talk to me about what are you doing first?
Okay, we did the sweet potato cakes. Are you happy with that?
Yes, sir.
So these are lovely. It's kind of two recipes in one because we're going to talk about the cakes, and which are gorgeous. And these cakes, I made these recently at home, and they're just lovely. Sweet potatoes peeled and grated. And when you're grating them, if you grate them like you're grating carrots, you know the box, you know, like you're grating cheese.
Yes.
So have them nice and thick, okay?
Okay.
They go into the bowl. Some spring onion, finely chopped. A little bit of buttermilk and roughly about, 100 mils of buttermilk. Plain flour. And then what we're going to do is we're going to put two of the eggs into the bowl with this.
Okay.
So we're going to mix that all together. A little bit of chilli. Fresh chilli, which gives a lovely bit of a kick. You need flavour. Sweet potatoes are lovely, but they need a little bit of spice and flavour in that.
Right.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to just kind of crumble in some feta cheese. So feta cheese is a lovely kind of a Greek-style sheep's milk cheese, so it is really,
lovely,
really nice.
Lovely.
Centola in County Clare do a feta-style cheese, which is a lovely Irish producer, does the most gorgeous goat's cheese, but they also do the feta-style cheese, which is a kind of firm, crumbly, kind of lovely and salty cheese.
The problem for me with the crispy bacon is I'd be picking at it. Do you know? Because it's very hard to, isn't it?
I'm talking about the potato cakes and you're thinking of the bacon. You're brilliant.
I know, it is.
Well, we'll get on to the bacon because it's not that there's a lot of work to this, but making the cakes, they're worth it and they're gorgeous.
Okay.
So you mix all that together, your grated potato, your spring onion, your chilli in a bowl. Then you heat a frying pan. You put a couple of spoonfuls of the mixture onto a nice warm, not a very hot, but a warm frying pan with a little bit of rapeseed oil. And then you cook that for about 2 or 3 minutes either side. So you'll see it just cooking through. It'll hold together with the eggs and the flour. You're combining that all together. So have them already done. It'll probably take maybe 10 to 12 minutes from start to finish for making these little potato cakes, which are gorgeous.
Lovely, lovely.
So they're done. Keep them warm. Grill your bacon. We're using some dry cure and I'm using some streaky back rashers. Now, smoky ones are perfect or plain ones. Are you a fan of smoky bacon?
I love streaky rashers.
They're
The things that you used to be told years ago when you were young that you didn't have the budget because you were buying the cheap rashers. So streaky bacon is gorgeous.
The nicest. And you know, there's a lovely Irish producer. Well, there's lots of them, but there's one in particular and they're based in Wexford O'Neill's and they're the same company that we use in McNean House and it's streaky bacon and we get back bacon too, but they're lovely people and their sausages, they're very good. It's all dry cured, done by hand and of course it's the Board Beer Quality Assured Irish
Again,
pork.
Yes,
it's delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
So Marty, grill your rashers. I like them nice and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you.
That's what I'm saying.
You have your sweet potato cakes done. And then with a couple of avocados, this is optional. Peel them and just mash them up. Now, if you're going to do that with avocados, just with a fork and a little bit of lime juice. We're talking about lime last week, weren't we?
Yeah.
Or recently. And so limes give lovely freshness and zinginess. Grate the lime, zest the lime, mix that in with your avocados, and that's going to stop it from oxidizing, going kind of black.
That's right. Yeah. It looks off.
I know. No. Not very appetizing.
No.
Yeah. So with that also, Marty, another thing, we're going to poach some eggs. So we're using our lovely quality assured Irish eggs, a little bit of boiling water. Put a teaspoonful of white wine vinegar, no salt in when you're poaching eggs, because it actually firms up the egg whites.
No salt. Okay.
That's my tip. Cook them for about maybe 2 to 3 minutes until they're nice and soft. And then what you do is you get your sweet potato cake, your lovely mashed avocado on top, your nice crispy bacon. He's licking his lips again.
Oh,
and then a couple of poached eggs. That is a lovely lunch, brunch, whatever you want.
Cheers, yeah.
I think it's gorgeous.
That's perfect.
Or a midweek
and
deal.
This would take you what? Top to bottom?
Start to finish, I'd say about 25 minutes.
Go off.
I would think so. Really? I like that. Yeah,
oh,
I think
that'd
so.
That'd be lovely. That'd
it's
be
very
lovely.
Quick. But you know, you're grating a bit of potato, you're making your poaching. There's a lot of techniques in this.
And there is, bacon. But you'd have to put on the extra bit of bacon to be nibbling on while you'd be making it.
You're my kind of man, Marty.
Oh, I tell you.
And Marty, if you had people coming and you wanted to do this for family or friends, anyone was vegetarian, you could just obviously leave out the bacon.
Sure.
Think of it, you have feta cheese, which is lovely and salty. Mm. You have a little bit of chilli in the sweet potato cake. So that on its own is a gorgeous little recipe, so it is.
Yes, it's lovely. That's fantastic. And what's the other thing?
Now, you're going to pronounce the next one. Go on. Shishuka.
Shakshuka.
The Middle Eastern baked eggs. Now this
Where'd you get this from?
Packed with flavours.
Right. Where's
this
it from?
This is actually one of my in one of my cookbooks. So it is.
Right.
It's a recipe that I was given very kindly by Orla Broderick, who works in all my books, and I've made this many times at home. Twins, the jury's out. Do they like it? Me and Amelia love it.
Okay.
I think it's something you have to kind of bring on a little bit to be true.
So where's it from?
Okay, Middle Eastern. So it says Tunisia, kind of Morocco, those kind of countries. So it is. Very good question. So it is.
So,
and it's so full of flavour, so it is, and just a little bit different.
Okay.
So we're using peppers, we're using an onion, some garlic in there, all kind of nicely chopped, a little bit of sweet paprika, which is lovely and sweet, cumin seeds, cayenne. So we're talking about a lot of flavours and a lot of spices, Marty.
Okay, maybe that's why the children don't like it. Might be too spicy
that's
for
true.
Them.
A little bit, maybe. Yeah. It's just not their taste yet. They're only 10.
That's what I'm saying. So that's
they'd happily eat those sweet potato
and are
cakes.
They forced to eat everything you prepare?
Not forced.
Suggested.
I love that. You eat, you'll get no ice cream.
That wouldn't be the
Do you know what? I often say that, and it's a question a lot of people ask me in the restaurant. They're eating foods that I wasn't eating when I was a kid.
Of course.
That's incredible.
Of course they are.
So that's the whole... Yeah, life society now. Like
That's right.
Our eyes are open to
food. And also you've travelled, apart from your training and your sheer knowledge, you've travelled the world. So you bring all that back. And I know that you love these very flavoursome dishes from...
Oh, I do.
Particularly Thailand and stuff. And
I wouldn't have known what this was 15, 20 years
ago. Not at all. I don't know what it is now. Anyway.
I love it.
Back
onto our cooking. A couple of cans of lovely chopped tomatoes. Try and pick the Italian ones. We mentioned many times in your show, the San Marzano tomatoes. A tablespoon of lemon juice, a little bit of sugar for sweetness, because sometimes with the can of tomatoes, they're nice and sweet, but there's a little bit of acidity. So you cook all that in the saucepan for a good 20, 25 minutes. When it's done into like an oven-proof dish, like a Pyrex dish, or one of my lovely, you know, my dishes that I have part of my cookwork. I'm winking at you. That goes into the oven, tableware. It's cooked by Nevin Maguire.
Correct, that's the one. A picture of you in it.
I'm very bold, am I?
I'm lovely and young on the cover.
Young, yeah. Photoshop is an amazing thing.
That's right.
Marty, you crack in a couple of eggs, so you put in your lovely mixture there that you've cooked.
Lovely.
Your peppers, your tomatoes, your onion, all that, your spices. It's gorgeous. Sweet and sour. Layer of that, couple of eggs. That goes into the oven, and the oven really preheated at 180, and then that goes into the oven until it's just cooked. 180 for about maybe 15, 20 minutes. Mm. The egg should be soft and runny, and then literally what I would do is just sit that on the table, let everyone help themselves with some sourdough.
Right.
So you usually allow one, if not two eggs per person, because it's filling.
Yes,
there's a lot. You have lots of vegetables. You have your eggs. Go on.
Is this a dish that could go wrong? There's a lot of... The only thing is, we wouldn't know because we're not familiar with the dish.
Okay, it's
so
a very good question.
Kind of an answer.
So, see that lovely kind of stewed kind of peppers and tomatoes? That can be made ahead and kept in your fridge for a week.
Okay.
And that's gorgeous. Forget about the eggs. It's gorgeous with chickpeas in it and chorizo and doma grilled chicken or fish. That's a beautiful recipe. Do you have to have all the spices? If you were to ask me the one spice to use, the sweet paprika, I think it's delicious. The cayenne pepper will give heat. The cumin seeds are lovely and fragrant, but that's optional. You don't have to use the
that's
cumin seeds.
Right, yeah.
But definitely, it's quite a simple... I know I've mentioned a lot and you're saying, Jesus.
No. It's just... I asked the question only on the basis that there's so much going on.
I know.
Could it go wrong? That's all.
And you know what you could do? You could kind of jazz it up. In the first recipe, we used feta cheese, so this is another recipe.
All right, yeah,
you could sprinkle over some feta cheese, serve it with toasted
it's very interesting.
Sourdough.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Very interesting.
You have lovely, lovely flavours and shakshuka. Soft egg.
It's probably actually called satsuka, but if Sean Connery was saying it, he'd say shakshuka. That's what shakshuka.
I love it. One more time.
Middle Eastern baked eggs. Interesting. And the other one is sweet potato cakes, crispy bacon, smashed avocado and poached eggs.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a song you want to play this morning.
What do you think we should play?
Well, you tell
How
me.
Do you like your eggs in the morning?
He's DJing now on the radio. This
no,
is
the not DJing, you're the man.
Dean Martin. resurrect Dean Martin.
Well, we do that.
Helen O'Connell, here they are. How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Thank you, Marty.
Safe home, my friend.
See you next week. You look after yourself.
God bless you. Yeah, that's lovely. Well done. And just a reminder, the recipes are on our page, RT Lyric FM, and Marty in the Morning page, and there's Nevin's recipes. Good man. Safe home.
See you, Marty. Thank you.
Here we go, Dean and Helen.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.